Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic. So in Exodus 16:16, Moses sees the Lord as a provider. God comes to their rescue in their time of need. His help is not always exactly the way we want it, but he comes when we really need it. There are times when the Lord just gives you favor. You haven't asked for anything, but the Lord blesses you just because. You have to have an attitude like the Hebrew boys in Daniel 3:16, who believed that the Lord was able to come to their rescue. And if he didn't come to their rescue, they still trusted in the Lord and refused to serve any other gods. In other words, he may not deliver us, but we know he's able. We're not going to serve any other gods. We'd rather give our life, sacrifice our life to follow the Lord, to do what he said to do. So you have to have an attitude like the Hebrew boys who believe that the Lord was able to come to their rescue. And if he didn't come, they still trusted that he was able and they refused to serve other gods. You have to have an attitude that says God may not deliver us or come to our rescue, but we know that he's well able. I'm going to trust him anyway. You have to have an attitude like Abraham in Genesis 22. I'm going to obey the Lord and trust that he has a plan for me and my life and my family and my sphere of influence. The Lord says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, not plans to harm you, but plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope and a future. My sisters and brothers, the Lord wants to prosper you. He wants to give you hope. He has plans for your future. He wants to rescue you. No wonder in Luke 4:18-19 of the New King James Version, it says, Jesus made it plain that he came to rescue those who put their trust in him. In Luke 4, Jesus makes it plain. He says that he came to preach the gospel to the poor. You know, there is hope when the Lord preaches to the poor. The Lord has everything that you need. Preaching to the poor brings good news to them. He's healing the brokenhearted because he wants to pick up the pieces. He's proclaiming liberty to the captives because if you are imprisoned by life circumstances, he wants to set you free. And the recovery of sight to the blind. If you are blinded by life's trials and troubles, he will give you spiritual insight. He's setting at liberty those who are oppressed. If you've been oppressed by depression, addictions, traps, circumstances, trust me, God wants to set you at liberty. Some may be healed supernaturally, but for most of us, it's a doctor that comes to our aid for healing. And in his power, God causes the medicine to work. God's power gets into that medicine or into their, gives them wisdom, and they are able to minister to the body. You know, doctors are put here to minister to the physical body. In Exodus 16, God opened the doors of heaven and he commanded the clouds above to rain down manna on the children of Israel to eat. He rescued them by providing bread. God gave them bread of heaven to eat and he called it angel's food in Psalm 78. The psalmist did. And in Exodus 17:6, Moses went to the Lord and obeyed him so that the people would have water to drink. They were thirsty and God told him to hit the rock. And Moses did and the rock gave water. You know, in 2008, in the hot month of July, the Lord rescued me. I was going through a divorce at the time and I was feeling a little lost. And I had went that morning to church and I sponsored a prayer breakfast. And so when the prayer breakfast was over, before we began morning worship, I had a half gallon of Minute Maid orange juice and Minute Maid lemonade left. And someone said, hey, put it up in the freezer so it'll be nice and cold. Well, it actually froze. So after church, we're on our way home, and I'm riding along by myself, and the car just starts to stop. It's just going dead. And I managed to pull over to the side, and I lifted up the hood, and it looked like Greek and Hebrew and French and German. It looked like something under there. I don't, because I don't know anything about cars, so it was looking like something I never understood. I couldn't read it. Amen. So I called my boys. They didn't answer. I called my daughter. She didn't answer, her and her husband. I called the first lady of the church, and she didn't answer. So then I called my ex-husband, and he didn't answer. And then when he did answer, he said, call your boys. I said, I already did that. I called, told him everything that I did. And he said, okay. So about that time, the first lady called. And I was just sitting there, and I was crying. You know, I was crying because I didn't know what I was going to do before my husband called. He didn't call right away. So she called before he called. And she said, do you want us to come out there? And I said, no, somebody's going to come out here and get me. And I was crying, and I began to tell her. I said, you know, the Lord is so good. He rescued me on this hot day. I said, a cloud came over and just stood there. It didn't even move anymore. It just came and shaded the area where I was standing and gave me some shades, a little reprieve from the heat. And I said, and that juice that, remember that juice that we got out the freezer and said that it was frozen, it has melted out here. And so I have something cool to drink. I said, the Lord is so good. He's my rescuer. And so we were praising God because the Lord came to my rescue. And about that time, my husband called me, and he answered the phone, and he said, did the boys call, or did I call the boys or whatever? And I said, I called them, but they didn't answer. So he came on out and picked me up and fixed my car and everything. And so the Lord came to my rescue. I love that about God. It's not the way that we want it to be, but he comes when we need him. He supplies all of our needs. He is our provider. He is our rescuer. Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened. Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.